it a shameful thing, he thought, to be the man who likes to provide information for others, rather than be the one who has to use that information? The tapping of a cane on the ground announced Breeze's arrival. The soother didn't need a cane to walk, he just preferred to carry one to look more gentlemanly. Of all the ska thieves Sazed had known, Breeze did by far the best job of imitating a nobleman. Sazed quickly jotted down a few more notations, then returned the chapters on water pressure to his copper mind. No need to let them decay while speaking to Breeze. For, of course, Breeze would want to talk. Sure enough, as soon as Breeze sat at Sazed's table, he scanned the diagrams, then raised an eyebrow.
"That's coming along nicely, my dear man. You may have missed your calling."
Sazed smiled. "You are kind, Lord Breeze, though I fear an engineer would find this plan unsightly. Still, I think it will be sufficient."
"You really think you can do it?" Breeze asked. "Make the waters flow as the lad asked? Is it even possible?"
"Oh, it is quite possible," Sazed said. "My expertise, not the plausibility of the task, is the item in question. The waters once filled those canals, and they can do so again. In fact, I believe that their return will be far more spectacular than the original flow. Before, much of the water was already diverted into these caverns. I should be able to block most of that and return the waters above in force. Of course, if Lord Spook wishes to keep the canals flowing, then we will have to let some of the water escape down here again. Canal works generally don't have much of a current, especially in an area where there are many locks."
Breeze raised an eyebrow.
"Actually," Sazed continued, "canals are far more fascinating than you might expect. Take, for instance, the methods of transforming a natural river into a canal, making it what is called a navigation, or perhaps look at the methods of dredging used to remove silt and ash from the depths. I have one particular book by the infamous Lord Fedra, who, despite his reputation, was an absolute genius when it came to canal architecture. Why, I've had to—" Sazed trailed off, then smiled wanly. "I apologize. You're not interested in this, are you?"
"No," Breeze said. "But it's enough that you are, Sazed. It's good to see you excited about your studies again. I don't know what it was you were working on before, but it always bothered me that you wouldn't share it with anyone. Seemed like you were almost ashamed of what you were doing. Now, however, this is like the Sazed I remember."
Sazed looked down at his scribbled notes and diagrams. It was true. The last time that he had been so excited about a line of study was when he'd been with her, working on their collection of myths and references regarding the Hero of Ages.
"In truth, Lord Breeze," Sazed said, "I do feel somewhat guilty."
Sazed rolled his eyes.
"Sazed, do you always have to be feeling guilty about something? Back in the original crew, you felt you weren't doing enough to help us overthrow the Lord Ruler. Then, once we killed him, you were distraught because you weren't doing what the other keepers told you to. Do you want to tell me exactly how you go about feeling guilty for studying, of all things?"
"I enjoy it."
"That's wonderful, my dear man," Breeze said. "Why be ashamed of that enjoyment? It's not like you enjoy killing puppies or something like that. True, I think you're a bit crazy, but if you want to enjoy something so particularly esoteric, then you should feel free. It leaves more room for those of us who prefer more common delights, such as getting drunk on Strafventure's finest wines."
Sazed smiled. He knew that Breeze was pushing on his emotions, making him feel better. But he did not rebel against the emotions. The truth was, he did feel good. Better than he had in some time. "Though still, it is not so simple, Lord Breeze," Sazed said, setting down his pen. "I feel happy being able to simply sit and read without having to be in charge. That is why I feel guilty."
"Not everybody is meant to be a leader, Sazed."
"No," Sazed said. "But Lord Elend did put me in charge of securing this city. I should be planning our overthrow of the citizen, not letting Lord Spook do it.
"My dear man," Breeze said, leaning down, "have I taught you nothing? Being in charge isn't about doing anything. It's about making certain that other people do what they're supposed to. Delegation, my friend. Without it, we would have to bake our own bread and dig our own latrines."
Then Breeze leaned in.
"And trust me, you don't want to taste anything I've had a hand in baking. Ever. Particularly after I've cleaned a latrine."
Sazed shook his head.
"This isn't what Tyndall would have wanted of me. She respected leaders and politicians." "Correct me if you must," Breeze said, "but didn't she fall in love with you, not some king or prince?" "Well, love is perhaps—"
"Come now, Sazed," Breeze said. "You were mooning about as surely as any teenage boy with a new fancy. And while she was a bit more reserved, she did love you. One didn't have to be a soother to see that much."
Sazed sighed, looking down.
"Is this what she'd want of you, Sazed?" Breeze said. "To deny who you are? To become yet another stuffy politician?"
"I do not know, Lord Breeze," Sazed said softly. I don't have her any more, and so perhaps I can remember her by being involved in what she loved."
"Sazed," Breeze said frankly, "how is it you can be so wise in so many areas, yet be so completely stupid about this?"
A man is what he has passion about," Breeze said.
"I've found that if you give up what you want most for what you think you should want more, you'll just end up miserable."
"And if what I want isn't what society needs," Sazed said, "sometimes we just have to do what we don't enjoy. That is a simple fact of life, I think."
Breeze shrugged. "I don't worry about that. I just do what I'm good at. In my case, that's making other people do things that I don't want to. It all fits together in the end."
Sazed shook his head. It wasn't that simple, and his depression lately hadn't only been tied to Tyndall and her death. He had put off his study of the religions, but he knew that he would be driven to return to them. The work with the canals was a welcome distraction, but even so, Sazed could feel his earlier conclusions and work looming. He didn't want to discover that the last religions in the group held no answers. That was part of why it was so relaxing for him to study something else, for engineering didn't threaten his world view.